Good morning, FFA. Your voice for the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky, in the National Association of Farm Broadcasting broadcast booth. Here's Thomas Shaw, Nathan DeYoung, and Bryce Duskett.
Check one.
Mic check.
One, two.
Check.
Check.
Check, one, two.
Check.
Check.
Check. Check. Check.
Well, good morning to you as the Blue Jackets have arrived as over 60,000 FFA members, advisors, guests, and supporters have took the town by storm. Yesterday, we witnessed the gavel tap and the ribbon be cut as the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo officially opened. In this broadcast, we're going to break down the schedule for today, hear the weather forecast, as well as hear some bloopers from yesterday. Let's kick it over to Mr. Thomas Shaw for the main stage and main event report.
Thank you, Bryce. Today's just another busy day right here at convention. Of course, all day, be sure to check out Expo and the shopping mall, along with some of the workshops that are spread out throughout the entire convention area. Also, be sure to tune in early afternoon at 2 p.m. for the second general session. Like years in past, be sure to tune in at 5 and 9:30 for our annual hypnotist show in the West Hall here at convention. At 5:15, right here in Freedom Hall, National FFA's talent competition will take place on the main stage. 6:30 this evening at the world's toughest rodeo. At 7:30, we'll kick off the third general session. If you missed last night's concert, be sure to stop over at the KFC Yum Center tonight at 8:30 for Kit Moore and Claire Dunn. Back to you, Bryce.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, yesterday, a lot of rain, ponchos came out, and umbrellas were popped open as we experienced precipitation. Now, will we see that precipitation falling today?
Bryce, the weather is going to improve, and that's much welcome news, especially after the rainy day we had yesterday here in Louisville. Just a little background information, we had a little over an inch of rainfall in Louisville, which is a significant amount of rain to fall and definitely saturated the area. Today, however, the conditions are changing. We'll start out with those cloudy conditions in the morning, but we'll transition into those sunny skies the end of the day, which is a really nice change. Let's go through your temperature breakdown for the day. 8 a.m. to start the day, 50 degrees. We'll start the day out, and then noon, 54 degrees. At 2 o'clock, 57, and then at 7 p.m., if you're headed out to those evening activities in downtown, the temperature will be 53 degrees. Now, overall for today, we will see a high temperature of 57 degrees, but we'll be a little bit on the breezy side with winds out of the west at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Back to you, Thomas.
Thank you, Nathan. Now we'll turn it over to Bryce to hear some recaps of yesterday's reactions to the pre-session and the first general session.
We Bryce? With our voice, amplify, crank it up, serve it into greatness.
Inside the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Bryce Duskett here for Good Morning FFA. Now we're getting ready for that first general session of the FFA, and everybody's excited, including one guy right here. Run us your name and hometown.
Condry Carnot, Calumet, Oklahoma.
Very good. How long have you been at convention so far, and what's been your favorite part?
To be honest, I just got here. I'm enjoying it. Okay. I wish I would have tried it for a national chorus now.
Okay. What do you think of all the lights and the sound? It's a pretty cool atmosphere, don't you think?
It is.
Far. How long have you been here, and what's been your favorite part?
This is my first year, actually.
Okay, very good. And remind us of your name and your hometown.
My name is Zachary, and I am from Armstrong, Illinois.
So this is your first FFA convention. What do you think so far?
It's pretty awesome.
What's been the coolest part?
Probably in the convention, the military simulators.
Very cool. Well, that's an inside look, but right before this first general session of the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo. Amplify!
Thanks, Bryce, for that on-scene reporting from the opening sessions of the 88th National FFA Convention. Now let's transition into your next segment called the FFA Question of the Day. Now, yesterday we asked you the question, what year was the FFA Creed written? Now, this is a little bit of a tricky question depending on what level of quiz bowl expert you are in terms of that, but the answer we were looking for yesterday's question was 1928. However, if you are an expert in quiz bowl questions, you might come across the answer of 1930, and that was the year in which the FFA Creed was adopted to the National FFA Organization. So, a little bit of a tricky question, but today's question is a little bit different. We are curious if any of you can name how many members members comprise the National FFA Band and Chorus? Now, we'll have the answer for you tomorrow on Good Morning FFA. Now, let's head back to you, Bryce, for our conclusion.
Well, on behalf of myself, Bryce Duskett, Thomas Shaw, and Nathan DeYoung, we sure appreciate you tuning in to Day 2 of Good Morning FFA. We look forward to you tuning in right back here, same time, same place. Now, some bloopers from yesterday.
This is Bryce. Action News. I'm on the scene for you, radio folks.
There we go. That's a good enough intro for us. Very good. Is there anything else you want to add?
Simply that you should be on television. You're much more too handsome to just be confined to radio. Thank you very much.
Bryce Duskett, over and out.
I'm Bryce Duskett, over and out. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Bryce Duskett, peace.